Okay, it's Tuesday, September 11th at 10:33 p.m. I would rather be going to bed right now, but this idea for a podcast and for sharing what's been coming through for a long time, and especially in the past few months and year, it's not letting me slow down, and it's actually expediting and speeding up. So I am feeling the nudge to create a short recording of where we are. This is right after the close of the eclipse portal, which occurred on Sunday, September 9th. And so this is 2 days later, and it's feeling important and relevant to share and acknowledge what we may be feeling now as a collective, and to help set the tone for what is continuing to emerge and complete and integrate. So this is the first recording of my podcast, The Medicine of Being Human, Plants, Stars, and Everything in Between. None of this has been planned. I've recorded probably 5 voice notes since receiving this title. And it's okay. I'm trusting that by starting this process and sharing openly about where I am in this, that those who are called to receive this and future transmissions will understand and resonate. So this is most definitely going to be a different flow than a standard podcast. And I really have no idea what's going to happen or what is happening. I'm basically just laying on my floor at 10:30 p.m. recording a voice note on my iPhone. So, thanks for joining me if you're listening. So, on Sunday was the close of the eclipse portal. The eclipse portal was from June 13th of this summer to September 9th. The eclipse portal started on a Gemini new moon. That was the June 13th date, and it ended on a Virgo new moon. So we had 3 eclipses during this time. We had up to 8 planets retrograde during this time. And this, in the cosmic astrology or cosmic consciousness world, is being referred to as a wormhole or the eclipse portal, because it was basically a wrinkle in time where we were able to get so much more work done and go deeper into our healing and into our ascension journeys as individuals and as humans on a collective field. And we were able to accomplish so, so, so much more in that 3-ish month period than we would have normally. So if you look back on your summer, you may likely feel that it was intense. It was more intense than normal. And that's because the stars, the planets, our inner and outer worlds were aligning so that our deepest, densest energy could be brought to light and cleared. So it's really amazing. I felt so much joy on Sunday, realizing that we had made it through. We arrived. It's something that my rational mind couldn't really make sense of, but my body was felt honestly like full bliss, full sense of accomplishment, full celebration in the fact that we made it through potentially the most difficult wormhole or portal of transformation that has ever been experienced at this level of, at this scale, I should say, at this scale of humanity. So, Gemini started this eclipse portal, and Gemini is the twins in the constellation, and it represents in kind of the shadow aspect of it, or a more challenging aspect, it's duality. It's paradox. There are two sides to everything. And that set the tone for this entire summer, which made it very, very much an initiation on pretty much every area of my life personally, and I believe in many others' lives. So we closed the portal on Virgo new moon. And also interesting to note that on Sunday, the 9th of September, all of the planets and most of the asteroids were in Earth or water signs, which represent the feminine, which represent yin energy. So this summer felt, it was a lot of, there's Leo eclipses, there was just a lot of, it was air, the Gemini's air, Leo's fire, it was, you know, the summer solstice, it was a lot of intense energy, active energy, more anxious, more just elevated energy. And we are closing on Virgo with almost all of the cosmos in earth and water signs, bringing in a softness, an acceptance, a connection to our intuition, purification and cleansing, nurturing, hydrating our parched souls after the journey that we have just undertaken. Virgo is able to pinpoint the most efficient problem in a huge landscape. They can take a look at the big picture and pinpoint that one place that would be the most efficient to focus on. And it's also a getting things in order energy. It's organization. It's, you may find yourself cleaning out your drawers, doing your budgets, feeling called to be more organized than you may normally be. I personally feel like I want to analyze how I spend money on food and figure out how I can grocery shop more efficiently. And that is so not my norm, my normal way of being. So I view this as Virgo is helping us tie up and usher in this completion, because again, that 999 energy, so Sunday was a 999 gateway, we can say. So September is the ninth month, it was on the ninth day, and 2018, if you take just the 1 and the 8, which people often refer to the date, that's how we write the date. We don't write 2018 all the time. We write 1-8 to represent the year. 1 plus 8 is 9. So it was a 999 day, which is a stargate, essentially. And 9 represents completion. It's the last number, the single-digit number. So once after 9, we go back to 1 and 0 for 10. So it was a really powerful symbol of completion that the Virgo new moon aligned on that date. And it's really the Virgo energy of organization and efficiency is helping us complete. It's helping us stay grounded. Virgo is also an earth sign. So all this to say that it's also still very much new. It's emerging. It's 2 days after that day of completion, that powerful Stargate, and the shift is palpable. Like on Sunday, like I said, I felt immense joy. And from multiple people that I've spoken to, we feel the shift. And it's still very much integrating. It's still very much emerging. So there's nothing in this moment to do about it besides maintain your practices, maintain your connection. But yeah, we're beyond doing. We're emerging into a new being. So this may feel like a major shift in your being. It's just not really easy to explain, but you feel it. Things feel more expansive, unknown, but okay. There's a deep sense of trust, surrender. You may feel more positive, inspired by the possibilities available to you in the future. It's like a clean slate has wiped through. It's like you've popped up from underwater for the first time in a long time. You may feel embodied. You may feel less anxious and fear, and you may feel present right now. And this characteristic of the future being unknown, we've been continually initiating ourselves into this for a long time now, this letting go of linear time, of planning ahead, of rigidity. And when we tune into energy, the frequency of any given moment with full presence, and allow the moment to unfold with full presence, then we are fully present. And that is what this journey is about. It's remembering how to be fully divine, fully embodying source in human form. So when we think about God or some deity archetype, we don't imagine them stressing out and planning for the future. And like, that's just not what's happening. They're able to instantly manifest abundance. They're able to shift the blueprint of what's happening in any given moment based on what they need or a prayer. And that's what we are remembering how to do, that when we are fully present in the moment, we are creating the moment. Creators in form. And so the fact that if you're not feeling this now, but maybe you will in the future, you likely will at some point if you're listening to this podcast. The fact that the unknown feels more present and yet is not causing massive anxiety is monumental. That is showing that our brains, our circuitry is literally rewiring. Our thought patterns are rewiring. So, this is a time to bask in the radiant light on your face because you have finally arrived. This is a time to enjoy, to soak it up. Nothing needs to be done. This isn't a time to push or try to do anything beyond full presence, full commitment in the moment to showing up exactly as you are. We honestly are doing something collectively that's so beyond the scope of our human 3D mind understanding that I can't explain it. But what I do want to impart to you is that it is major, and your impact is so important. You being here is so important. You choosing to be here is so important. It's changing the world. My intention for sharing this information and for doing this podcast is to expand the web of light workers, ascension guides, and average human beings, which we all are, ordinary human beings, wondering why we're here, what our purpose is, seeking, which on some level is everyone on this planet. By creating this podcast and sharing this information, I hope that we each feel a little less alone. I know that by anchoring this into more people's consciousness, it's going to bring forth and activate that which you already know. I'm not sharing any new information. I'm simply igniting it from deep within your being. And by speaking our truth, what we know to be true, we can help activate those frequencies, those keys within each other. So I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear your questions. For lack of any systems that I have in place, you can email me at love@sina-maria.com. That's Sina, S as in Sam, E, N as in Nancy, A, dash Maria. .com. Lots of love.